Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss, oh, so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 109 of the O Woman Podcast. And this is sort of a part two to another episode that I did. I think it was episode 104, What is a Doula? And this question, the topic for today is, why hire a birth doula? So in the previous episode, I told you what a birth doula was, but let me just kind of remind you so that then we can move on to talking about why it's even worth having a doula. Like, what is a doula? Is it this hokey thing that's not worth having, or is it worth it? It's worth it. Let me explain. So a doula, just kind of in short, is a professional. Usually it's a woman, not always. Someone who's trained in childbirth, and they provide nonstop support to someone, a woman in labor, before labor, during pregnancy, and sometimes, like, for example, postpartum doulas might be hired specifically to work with a woman after her baby's born. So to give her support, to come wash some of her clothes and help her breastfeed and figuring out all that kind of stuff that's hard, but also fantastic. The word doula comes from the Greek word that means a woman who serves. I've also seen other people say that it means a woman who serves women, but it also can mean handmaiden. So that's what the word doula is. It sounds kind of like a hokey New Agey word, but it's not. It's Greek, and it means a woman who serves, which is a really great meaning to the word. So first of all, not that many women use doulas. A survey about 10 years ago found that only 3% of women in the U.S. said that they used a doula during childbirth. Sometimes women might hire a midwife, for example, and midwives often, but not always, especially if they're with like a freestanding birth center or something like that, they might have kind of a doula mindset, which is very woman-focused, and maybe not quite so worried about the equipment and things like that, that a woman who works in a hospital might have to pay more attention to the different equipment involved and the different strategies that the hospital employs. So why hire a doula? First of all, they provide such a fantastic level of emotional support that they're worth it for that reason. Now, there's way more benefits to a doula than that, but they provide so much emotional support. And a lot of people say, well, why do I need to hire a doula? Because my husband can do it or my partner can do it. And that is true. The role of a doula is not to take away from the partner. The role of a doula is to add an extra experience to the woman and to be someone there that is fully focused on the woman in labor and also can help with the family too, potentially. But a partner or a family member of a woman in labor is trying to focus on the woman, but they're also thinking, oh my God, this is happening. You know, they have a lot of other thoughts running through their mind. So a doula is an advocate to the woman, primarily, first and foremost. She's also a helper to the family, but she's there for the woman. She's there nonstop, right there with her. That's what she's supposed to be. So a doula provides emotional support. She also uses comfort measures. So she might help her with breathing. So remind her, okay, breathe deeply, relax. And some of these things seem straightforward now, but when you're in labor, it's a very different story. A doula might remind her of different movements like walking or rocking her hips that could help progress labor or help her relax. She would also remind her of different positions that are going to be good during different times, during the birth of the baby. For example, squatting during labor isn't going to be great at the beginning of labor because the baby, it's going to kind of keep the baby from descending a little bit lower into the pelvis. That's going to be better for later. Like, for example, that could happen for the birth, actually, but earlier on in labor, it's going to kind of hinder things. So a doula can help remind the woman of different options, because there's so many options for positions that could help her feel like she's got so many different choices. She doesn't have to feel stuck. A lot of women that use doulas feel that they felt more empowered during their birth, not because the doula made her more empowered, but because her support allowed the woman to draw on her own reserves and realize how, in fact, strong and fantastic she really was. A lot of what the doula does is to remind the woman that she can do it because she can. Her body was made to do this, and she can do it. There's also a lot of less stress noted in the women who have doulas as helpers, as advocates, as women supporting them, because you have someone constantly there with you, reminding you of ways to relax, helping you, feeling supportive, paying attention to you, answering your questions, acknowledging your fears, things like that. There's a lot less stress. A doula also can give the woman information. So the woman might want to know, the nurse might have left the room, the partner might not be aware of where she is in the labor, and the doula might say, okay, well, you're this many centimeters dilated, this and this and this. Let's do this to help you dilate further, to help you get further along, all of those things, which a lot of women want to know the facts when they're in labor so they can, you know, cope properly. One of the key words with a doula is why even hire a doula is because their care is continuous. In most cases, when you're in a hospital or even a birth center, it's hard for a person working there to be with you non-stop. They're going to have to leave to report to the doctor. They're going to have to leave to check on this chart, to change this thing, to get this equipment. Or they have rounds. Nurses have rounds. They have to go to someone else. A doula does not leave you. She'll leave to go pee, and that's it. She doesn't leave you at all so that you never have to feel like someone has abandoned you, or you never have to feel like, hey, I need help and there's no one here, because a doula makes sure that you feel supported. Also, like I said, the doula is going to look after your partner a little bit. So it can give them bathroom breaks. If your partner is going to be the main birth advocate or birth assistant for you, that's great. But the doula can help out on the fringes, remind your partner of certain things too. Now, some things that doulas don't do, like they aren't medical professionals, they don't do vaginal exams, they don't do medical advice, they just give you facts. But they also don't judge you for any decision you make. You choose to have a C-section, that's your decision. They will support you and they will help you make the best choices based on what we know. So help you cope with it in the right way, things like that. Another great thing that doulas are going to help, why is it worth hiring one? One thing they're going to help with is they're going to be your advocate. So if the place where you're having your child isn't really that considerate of your birth plan, or of what you've said about interventions. So for example, you want to have as little intervention as possible. The doula is going to help remind everyone around that that's what you want. And so that they don't pressure you to do something that you don't want to do, unless, of course, there's a risk for your baby or a risk for you, then, of course, you know, the plan should change. But it's very possible for a lot of women to stick to their birth plans. They just need a supportive person there reminding them that it's possible when it is possible. Another great reason why you can hire a doula, why to hire a doula, is because any woman can hire a doula. A lot of people think that you hire a doula because you want to have a natural birth. And a lot of doulas work with women that are having natural births or without much intervention. But if you're choosing to have an elective C-section, you can hire a doula. A doula is someone that's going to help you cope with your situation. It's going to help you get through the process. It's going to help you understand what's happening to you, to support you in your decisions, to help you after the birth, to be kind of a resource for information, for understanding. It's a really great thing to have. Now, those are some of the more emotional reasons why to hire a doula. Now, there's scientific reasons. There's clinical studies that have found that, let me tell you some of them. When a doula is present at a birth, the woman tends to have a shorter labor with fewer complications. It reduces the woman's negative feelings about her childbirth experience. She feels more positively about the whole experience. And this is clinical studies. They've done surveys, tests to ask women and to, you know, actually tally what the experience is like. Having a doula present reduces the need for Pitocin, which is synthetic oxytocin, which is supposed to induce labor or speed up labor. It reduces the need for that. And it reduces the need or the use of forceps or vacuum extraction and cesarean. So if you're someone who's really hoping to avoid a cesarean section, having a doula as an advocate is really one way to really help with that. It also found that when they researched parents who've had doula support, the parents felt more secure and cared for about the whole experience. They felt more successful in adapting to their new family dynamics or having a kid. The mothers had greater success with breastfeeding, and that primarily it comes from support. Having support and knowing what to do. Women have a greater self-confidence. There's less postpartum depression in women who have had doulas. And there's also a lower incidence of abuse, which I find interesting. And I don't know, they didn't elaborate on the list that I was looking at. They didn't explain if it was abuse of the mother or abuse of the baby. But either way, that's a really big benefit, I would say, wouldn't you? So the thing that makes doulas affect all of these things, that makes their work so much so beneficial to women in labor, is because they provide continuous support. And I've said this before. Women who labored without continuous support, so with not necessarily a doula, but oftentimes a doula or a birth partner, they're less likely to have a spontaneous birth. And they're more likely to have longer labors. So women without this continuous support system are more likely to have an epidural or a regional, a shot or something like that to numb you in a certain area. They're more likely to use just any type of pain meds, including narcotics, because that's one of the things sometimes hospitals give to women when they're in labor. They're more likely to have birth with a C-section. They're more likely to give birth with vacuum extraction or forceps. Also more likely to give birth to a baby with a low Apgar score, an Apgar score rates the well-being of the baby by measuring their muscle tone, their reflexes, their color, things like that. And they measure this right after birth and then 5 minutes after birth. So there are women that did not have continuous support were more likely to have a baby with lower Apgar score. And they're also more dissatisfied, or they were rating negatively their childbirth experience, which is exactly opposite of what we heard before, which is women with continuous labor support or a doula have better feelings about their experience. So now there's actually some statistics on this. So having continuous support in labor, women that have this, they were 28% less likely to have a C-section. They were 31% less likely to use Pitocin to speed up labor. They were 9% less likely to use pain meds, and they were 34% less likely to rate their childbirth experience negatively. That's a third of women were more inclined to rate their childbirth experience more positively if they had a doula. Now, one thing when you think about hiring a doula is labor support can be different the way it's perceived, so being a doula, in different types of birth settings. A researcher found that the benefits of having a doula or of having continuous labor support seemed to be greater. There were more benefits when women received it in certain settings. So these settings would be settings that did not allow them to bring companions of choice. So, for example, a setting where they're not allowed to have their husband or their partner or their mom in the birthing room, a doula is going to be an extra benefit for that. A doula is going to be an extra benefit when the woman is having a baby where epidurals are not routine. A doula is going to be an extra benefit in settings where women aren't always strapped to an electronic fetal monitor. They're instead often, their stomach is, someone puts their ear up to their stomach, and they listen and they hear the baby's heart rate. They're more of a benefit in the case when they weren't constantly monitoring the heart rate, because that actually, we know now, isn't necessary. Doulas also help women feel more satisfied with childbirth. And I said that like three times already, and we know that from the statistics. And some of the reasons why women feel satisfied, more satisfied with childbirth, is because they feel that they have a good support system from their caregivers, which include doula, doctor, nurse, because they feel like they have a high quality relationship with their caregivers. So a closeness, a friendship, a lot of mutual value. And then also because they feel like they're involved in the decision making about their care, which is a really important thing. And a doula is pretty key in helping that happen because they are an advocate for what the woman wants and she gets to make her own decision. So these are just a lot of reasons why it's totally worth your time to hire a birth doula. Some birth doulas are rather expensive, and that's okay. That's what they should be. Think about, you know, if you're spending, I don't know, $1,000 for the services of a doula, speaking to her on multiple occasions before and after the birth, having her present for your whole birth. But if it's going to decrease the likelihood of intervention, if it's going to increase how much you appreciate the experience, it's worth doing it because this is maybe a once in a lifetime experience having a child, if not just a few times in a lifetime experience. And having a doula to make it better and to make the transition into motherhood more appealing and easier is such a great benefit. So I really think if you want to know more about this, I think you should check out, there's a lot of different websites that explain more about doulas and about birth support. Childbirthconnection.org had some great information on it. The DONA website, which is Doulas of North America, that website is really helpful and really great. But you can just look it up and you'd be able to find a lot of great information, I'm sure. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I love speaking about doulas and about birth work and stuff. So be sure to check out A Woman Podcast on Facebook and check out the website, awomanpodcast.com, and subscribe on iTunes, please, and rate the episodes. That would be great. Thanks so much for listening today, and I'll talk to you next time. All right, bye.